The prologue is set in Austin, Texas. Erin Halligan Clare and her husband have a very young son and another on the way when the pandemic hits. They decide to move.
And then similar to kind of that move to Austin, you know, what's next? What's the next adventure? And let's go do the next thing.
That next big thing is Asheville. They don't have personal connections, but Clare brings with her a longtime dream, opening a dependable space dedicated to storytelling.
There's power in community, there's power in connection, and all of us just being here in this room together is powerful.
Flash forward in the story to a Friday night this past month. Clare is welcoming another cozy crowd to Story Parlor in West Asheville.
Thank you. Give yourselves all a round of applause.
Clare's story is really a doorway for others in and around Asheville to tell their stories. They are performers in film, poetry, music, comedy, dance, and yes, literature.
And the news inside of a mother's love left me howling with the morning dust.
In your film, or in your poem, or in your comedy piece, it's relaying a story. That story is being informed in some way, shape, or form from your personal narrative, right? And so your worldview and your experiences and the stories that have shaped your perception in your life are ultimately feeding into the work that you're producing or contributing to. Story kind of serves as a container for all of that. And even though process and technique is so wildly different from one to the other, that connection between other artists, I think, is really powerful and have that kind of glue between the creatives amongst us.
Clare opened Story Parlor last spring as a handful of other venues closed, including Ambrose West, a music venue which was just around the corner on Haywood Road. The Story Parlor building is an unlikely home for performance. It's taller than it is wide. No more than a few people can stand on stage at the same time. Capacity is only 49, and that includes the front row of a balcony hovering above the stage.
The capacity is one of the downsides, I think, but also it's one of the things that makes it special.
Tim Hearn is the founder of Speakeasy Improv and a member of the Story Parlor Co-op. After looking for a permanent home, he's now holding improv classes twice a week, a monthly improv jam, and a monthly curated performance at Story Parlor.
It is like a little home living room meets a cathedral, somewhat dimly lit. It doesn't have a lot of high-tech stuff. And I think that's what we are trying to create as a community as well, that doesn't necessarily have a lot of flash, but it does have authenticity.
Clare developed the concept in Austin, debuting what she called Story Bar in 2015. She staged evenings wherever she could. Clare said she and her husband left Austin in part because of rising and unpredictable rents. In Asheville, they were eating at Taco Billy when they noticed a nearby building for sale. Money they scraped together from Story Bar went to the down payment.
It's just been really like one step in front of the other, one deep breath after the other to make it work. And I keep looking back at why we didn't have the space work out in Austin. And it's very clear to me now that it's because it was always supposed to be here. And the community that's rallied around it and that has really kind of helped make this doable, you know, in all of the ways, has been nothing short of outstanding.
That community has come through in a big way over the past couple weeks. People have donated more than $7,200 to date to a GoFundMe campaign to cover damages and lost cash from a break-in earlier this month. And people are also supporting the Story Parlor programming. The next Story Mixer, January 20th, is already sold out. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.